Hello, horny readers. Aching to hear what happened next? Well, I'm aching to tell. But of course, I have to draw it out a bit to give you your daily dose of mental tease and denial. When we entered the house, all was quiet. A few table lamps were the only light, except for a dim glow from underneath the door of the guest room. There, we knew Dee Dee waited to be summoned. Adam and I exchanged a lustful look and kissed briefly at the entrance to the hallway before we went to our room and the bathroom inside of it. We stripped off our clothes and hung them up carefully before slipping into it for a bit of relaxing, partnered body worship before the fireworks to come. We showered together in silence, soaping each other's bodies sensually. As my hands ran down over Adam's defined pecs and washboard abs, a shiver of excitement went through me, thinking of how eventually all of that muscle and the strength behind it would soon be employed in pounding Dee Dee's innards. It took all my resolve not to take his big cock for myself as my hand slipped up and down its length and it stiffened. This is probably the only circumstance in which I could be considered a fluffer for a submissive, exciting his cock for the benefit of someone other than myself, at least directly speaking. As the suds ran off my skin, Adam sank to his knees in front of me and slipped one of my legs over his shoulder. He steadied me with a firm grip on the cheeks of my ass and pressed his mouth against my freshly waxed pussy. I gripped and massaged his broad shoulders, and a gasp escaped my lips when his warm, moist tongue made contact with my swollen clit and began to deftly strum it. I'm sure Dee Dee could hear it as I cried out in pleasure when Adam slipped a finger knuckle deep into my tight little honey hole. A bit of G-spot massage to accompany the pussy worship. I wanted him to hear, knowing that his denied cock would throb even harder in hearing my pleasure. Adam licked and fingered me as the steam swirled around us until my body began its telltale shaking and the second massive orgasm of my day swept through my body. I could tell, looking down at him in the haze of my afterglow, that now it was he who had to exert self-control. His eyes said that he would like nothing more than to pick me up in his arms, press me up against the shower tile, and plunge every inch of his massive fuckstick right into me. My orgasms always drive him mad with desire. This teasing of each other was by design, because the hornier Adam was, the more ferociously he would use our waiting cock whore. And while it certainly would have been physically and emotionally satisfying for both of us to fuck each other silly right then and there, the psychological orgasm that came from indulging the DS dynamic we had built with DD would only make our eventual private coming together that much more satisfying. The elaborate dessert after a hearty meal. After we toweled ourselves off, and while I sat at my dressing table brushing my hair, Adam picked up his phone and composed a text. 5 minutes. Time to beat up those guts, slut. He showed it to me with a crooked grin before pressing send, and I covered my mouth to suppress a giggle when I heard the faint ping of the notification coming from the guest room down the hall. Next, the penetration.